from the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, we are seeing a sea of red on Wall Street right now as stocks are tanking. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Makovic.
And I'm Amanda Starantino. KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live in the newsroom to explain what's driving the major sell-off. And Justin, should we be worried about our 401ks?
Amanda, that's the same question I asked the financial expert we talked to, and she admits there is uncertainty, and the natural instinct is, of course, to panic, but she says don't, so leave that 401k alone for now, she says. But stocks are down for the seventh straight day. Investors have been growing increasingly worried about how aggressively the Federal Reserve, which holds a policy meeting this week, might act to cool rising inflation. They're concerned the Feds will have to raise rates more quickly and more often than the central bank initially indicated. Wall Street anticipates the first increase in interest rates as early as March. Cryptocurrencies are moving in tandem with the stocks. Also today, Bitcoin fell to $32,982, its lowest point since July, according to Coinmetrics. When the Dow dropped in the red this morning, many people may have been a little worried. So we talked to a financial expert.
On days like this, when you see big sell-offs, is put on your seatbelt and really trust in terms of the long-term direction of your stock portfolio. Unless you're looking to retire tomorrow, there's nothing for you to do. Maybe you might be repositioning, selling, buying some things. Actually, this is when things go on sale, just as things go on sale in the supermarket and a department store. This is a good day to perhaps considering dipping your toes into the market. So if you're a long-term investor, there really is nothing to worry about.
Okay, so making matters worse, investors are anxiously watching the situation in Ukraine as fears mount that the country could be invaded by Russia. We're live in the newsroom. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
All right, we'll see what happens. Today is the deadline for Santa Clara County workers in certain higher risk settings to be up to date with their vaccination status. This means they must be fully vaccinated and boosted against COVID-19. Those settings include skilled nursing facilities, hospitals and clinics, various shelters and jails. An order from the county health officer says anyone who misses today's deadline must be reassigned to lower risk settings or barred from working entirely. And taking a live look at the state capitol, where a just introduced bill would require all school children to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The legislation closes a loophole that allows parents to opt their kids out of the requirement if it violates their personal beliefs. If passed and signed by Governor Newsom, the bill would go into effect January 1st.
New rules for border crossings just went into effect, leading to long lines at the border between Mexico and California. The Department of Homeland Security says essential travelers crossing into the U.S. must show proof that they're fully vaccinated for COVID-19. The restrictions now apply to non-U.S. individuals who are traveling for both essential and non-essential reasons. Before, the requirement only applied to non-essential travelers. The new rules do not apply to U.S. citizens or lawful permanent residents.
The COVID-19 vaccine could eventually become a yearly shot. Pfizer's CEO says it would be similar to an annual flu shot rather than a booster every several months. CEO Albert Bourla said it would be easier to convince people to get vaccinated that way. For more information about COVID testing and vaccinations, we provided a complete guide at kpix.com.
A funeral was being held today for an Alameda County Sheriff's recruit killed in a freeway shooting.
Through the perilous fight.
The service for David Wynn wrapped up a short time ago at Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Livermore. Wynn was set to graduate from the Sheriff's Training Academy in February, but on the night of January 4th, he was driving home from training when he was shot along a Highway 580 ramp in Oakland near the Bay Bridge. Then he crashed into a guardrail. Wynn was 28 years old.
New at noon, San Jose's mayor is talking up a push to curb gun violence. His proposed ordinance, the first of its kind in the nation, would require gun owners to purchase liability insurance and pay an annual fee.
Gun liability insurance available today on the market. can adjust premiums to encourage gun owners to purchase and use gun safes, install trigger locks, and take gun safety classes. That's a critical need in a country where more than 4.5 million children live in a home where a gun is kept loaded and unlocked.
An annual fee of about $25 per gun owner would fund community-based efforts to tackle problems like domestic violence and suicide. The city council plans to vote on the ordinance tomorrow.
Developing news as we take a live look at the White House. We have just learned the Pentagon has placed 8,500 troops on standby for deployment to Eastern Europe. As CBS News reporter Natalie Brandt explains, it comes amid growing concern over the volatile situation along Ukraine's border with Russia.
With more than 100,000 Russian troops amassed near the Ukrainian border, CBS News has learned that the Biden administration is considering whether to send several thousand U.S. troops and equipment to reinforce the eastern flank of NATO. But first, NATO nations would have to request the assistance. In Kyiv, the State Department has ordered the families of American diplomats to leave the country. They've advised private U.S. citizens to do the same, along with non-essential American embassy personnel.
Here on Capitol Hill, there's bipartisan support for Ukraine, but some lawmakers are pushing for more immediate action and sanctions to deter Russia from escalating further.
The noose is tightening around Ukraine. President Zelensky, as you mentioned, said he wants the sanctions now. Mm-hmm. We can always remove the sanctions if it deters Putin's bad behavior.
Along the border in Ukraine, anxious residents are trying to prepare for a possible invasion. Russia insists it has no intention of doing so. Instead, President Putin blames the U.S. and its allies for ratcheting up tensions by arming Ukraine.
What they do is they twist reality. They are always denying, you know, what is quite obvious, you know, in terms of the form of aggression that they're undertaking.
For now, it's a waiting game, with many convinced it's only a matter of time before Russia acts. Natalie Brandt, CBS News, Washington.
A federal civil rights trial of three police officers just got underway in Minnesota in the death of George Floyd. The case focuses on their duty to act when they see misconduct by a fellow officer. Two of them restrained Floyd's legs and back, while Derek Chauvin kneeled on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes. They are charged with failing to intervene in an unreasonable use of force. Another former officer held back bystanders. He and the other defendants face an additional charge of failing to administer first aid. The U.S. Supreme Court is taking on a case to look at race-based affirmative action in college admissions. This could challenge precedents set by the Supreme Court in 1978 and 2003. Lower courts have ruled in favor of the schools, finding the use of race in a limited way fulfills compelling interests in diversity, but challengers argue the practices hurt Asian American applicants. The court is set to hear the cases in October.
And on our fire watch crew still working to contain the Colorado fire in Monterey County. Right now, Highway 1 is closed from Garapata Creek to Point Sur. So far, it's burned about 700 acres and is 35% contained.
Taking a live look at Bay Area beaches, the National Weather Service is warning about dangerous sneaker waves. We're going to check in now with meteorologist Mary Lee with details on that.
Yeah, watch out for the dangerous sneaker waves and strong rip currents. We have a beach hazard statement still in effect until 1 p.m. today, so just about 30 minutes or so. But looking at large swells, northwest swell of 3 to 6 feet at 17 to 20 seconds. So use extra caution at our Bay Area beaches. We'll talk about what you can expect as we look ahead to the rest of the week. If there's any change in sight, details coming up in just a few minutes. Back to you.
The San Francisco 49ers are going to face off against the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC Championship game this Sunday.
KPX5's Jocelyn Moran joins us live. And Jocelyn, this promises to be a great game, but some Niners fans are finding it difficult to get their hands on some tickets to go see the game in person.
Well, Amanda, there's been some efforts to keep 49ers fans away from SoFi Stadium, but we spoke to a fan today who has been traveling to these away games. They just came back from Green Bay, and nothing's stopping them. They're prepared to head to LA.
That was probably my best experience at a football game, being there, like with the snow and the tailgate.
49ers fan Abel Rueda was witness to the game-winning field goal against the Green Bay Packers. He's been following the team to their away games.
So by the time it's all said and done, you know, the price is like way up there. It's like, wow, I spent that much. And then when you win, it's like, it was all worth it. Let's go do it again.
He's now preparing to go to SoFi Stadium for the game against the LA Rams.
We call that one Levi South.
That's because of the amount of Niners fans that show up, including at their game on January 9th.
There's zero doubt, as seen by the regular season finale a few weeks ago, football's a bigger deal in San Francisco than it is in L.A.
95.7 The Game host Mark Willard says he expects to see Niners fans show up again. Tickets on Ticketmaster and StubHub going for close to $600 each. Earlier this morning, the L.A. Rams ticket page had this on their website, that tickets would be restricted to SoCal residents. A few hours later, it was no longer there. Regardless, fans are prepared to show up.
The Rams fan base is still kind of regrowing. The 49er fan base is not. The whole thing just brings about all of the emotions out of a big-time Bay Area sports fan, because you have this improbable run, and then now you're adding a rivalry aspect to it.
Now, in a statement, the San Francisco 49ers say, quote, the 49ers are very appreciative of how much support the faithful bring when the team is on the road, especially in L.A. NFC Championship tickets are available to 49ers fans no matter where they live on a number of ticketing sites, and we can't wait to see them in SoFi Stadium on Sunday. We've seen them show up before. We'll see if they blink at the stadium in red and gold this time. It's going to be an intense one. For now, I'll send it back to you guys.